leaves clinging on like my mother's hands, cold as the sandpaper wind on my cheeks. Over the river and under the railway, moonlight and silver, the ribbon of road, and the phone lines were whistling like my mother's breathing, and my eyes were streaming. And there's a clock on my wall, and sometimes I hear it in my dreams. But I won't be afraid of the changes a coming, while I know a love that is sure as the morning. There's a light in the clock house, a light in the chapel, a light in the hallway left on by an angel, and I creak up the stairs and I pause on the threshold to take off my boots and my clothes in the dark. And with my nose like a fox and my skin like a chicken, I steal into bed where it's warm as an oven, and you feel like the bread made in my mother's kitchen, and we're peaceful as a candle. And the clock on my wall, sometimes I hear it in my dreams, but I are coming, while I know a love that won't break with the dawn. No, I won't be afraid of the darkness or coming. No, I won't be afraid of the darkness or coming, while I know a love that is sure as the morning.
Was the lovely Stornoway with November Song, and before that we had Psychedelic Porn Crumpets with November. And
it's just a great name, and also I actually quite like
I think
that song.
It's the crumpet,
Porn Crumpets. Yeah. Events then, what's going on locally at the moment? There's quite a lot. Obviously, we're not going to talk about this in the events this week, but obviously Panto is on our schedule.
We'll do a special show about Panto.
We will do the Panto so rundown.
But in terms of theatre, at the Queen's Theatre in Hornchurch, I forgot where it was then. You can come run with the She-Wolves of Whitechapel from the 26th of October to the 11th of November. And that is a Queen's Theatre Hornchurch production, which is labelled The Autumn of Terror, 1888, when five women are brutally slaughtered in the slum warrens of Whitechapel. The world's biggest manhunt begins and a legend is born, Jack the Ripper. So if you are into the tales of Jack the Ripper, this is one not to miss. Tickets are from £12.50 to £29. And if you're under 26, you can see that for just £8. They've also got... Killing Jack, a newly commissioned play from...
That is Killing Jack.
Oh, that is Killing Jack. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Sorry, I didn't put the notes in the right order.
I mean, it makes sense, right?
That this would be is Sadie Hasler, though. So she's written quite a few things that the Queen's has produced and worked with her on. So this is her latest. So she wrote Stiletto Beach, which was at the Queen's, yes. And Misfits. So she's a really good writer, local writer. And I actually, if I can, I'm going to try and get to see this one. I think it looks good.
What else do we have? Over at Chelmsford Theatre, there is Buffy revamped.
Yeah, I know. Buffy fans.
This is the one for me. That's on Tuesday, the 7th of November at 7:30. So that's labelled as 70 minutes, 7 seasons, 1 spike. And if you've watched Buffy, the show, you would understand how beautiful that is a sentence. Fresh from an award-winning run at Edinburgh Fringe, this fast-paced new production brings you the entire 144 episodes of the hit 90s TV show Buffy the Vampire Slayer, as told through the eyes of the one person who knows it inside out, Spike. Oh,
I love that. It's not the real Spike.
It doesn't matter. It's just the joy that a Spike would be telling 144 episodes within one show.
Yeah.
Amazing. That was created by comedian Brendan Murphy, whose last show, Friend, the one with Gunther, won Best Play at the Worldwide Comedy Awards.
I thought you might like that one.
Yeah.
Over in the Mercury Theatre, again, quite tempted to get to this one. Ooh. This is Kafka's Metamorphosis, which is one of my favourite books, but it's been adapted by Lem Sisse, one of my favourite poets, directed by Scott Graham. And so one morning, Gregor Samsa awakes to find himself changed. To those around him, he is dangerous, untouchable vermin. Worse than that, he is a burden. A word said, an action out of place, the opening of old wounds, none of which can be undone. Until now, Gregor has woken every morning, quietly left to take the same train and work to pay off the family debt. But that world explodes on this morning of brutal metamorphosis. It's a first commission since 2019, and it's Frantic Assembly with Lem Sisse, OBE, who collaborate on this thrilling new adaptation of Metamorphosis, combining the fluidity and lyricism of Lem Sisse's adaptation and Frantic Assembly's uncompromising physicality. And if you have ever seen Frantic Assembly, their plays are performances are very, very physical. It promises to be an unmissable retelling of Franz Kafka's shocking tale of cruelty and kindness, a visceral and vital depiction of humans struggling with a system that crushes them under its heel. Sounds awful, but it's absolutely brilliant. I really recommend it. If you haven't read the book, read the book. This is on from Tuesday the 7th to Saturday the 11th of November, and that's at www.mercurytheatre.co.uk. And
so if you need to be quick with that one, it's next week.
Yeah, I'm going to try, but I've got Uncanny next week as well, but I'm going to try and get to that one.
Another legend of pop culture, at Basildon Towngate, you have High School Musical.
Another one this year.
Yeah, Kafka High School Musical. And this is, of course, a youth theatre production. That's also on until the 11th of November, so you need to be quick for that one. Tickets are from £19. If you don't know the story, Troy Bolton is the star athlete at a small town high school, and he falls for the nerdy beauty Gabriella Montez, a holiday karaoke party. I don't think I need to explain the rest. If you love High School Musical, you should probably go see this.
Definitely. Yeah. Just a reminder that the 59th Essex Open Art Exhibition, which we talked about a couple of weeks ago, is still open at the Beecroft Art Gallery until the 31st of December. So if you're over in the South End area, pop in to see that one.
And then finally, we have the Stondon Singers, yes. 23 to 24 season, first concert entitled Wit and Wisdom. So it's a programme of musical jokes, wise words and sound advice from composers ranging from Hildegard of Bingen through to Bob Chilcott. Mm. It even includes a rendition of the highway code in the style of Gregorian chant 7.
I mean, who wouldn't want to get that?
Just for the Gregorian chant.
Exactly. So that's only on 7th of November.
Oh, it's on the 7th of November, not mm-hmm. the 7th Gregorian chart.
No.
Okay. And that's £12. And you can pick up a ticket at www.standandsingers.org.uk.
And just a couple more, just because we'll give a plug locally. So there's a Brentwood Art Society annual exhibition at the Bardswell Social Club. That exhibition is open on Mondays from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m, Wednesdays from 10 a.m. till 12, Thursdays and Fridays from 7 p.m. till 8 p.m, and Saturdays from 5 till 6 p.m, Sundays from 11:30 till 3. Members bar is available for the exhibition viewers, and it's free entry. So that's at the Bardswell Social Club down in Brentwood. And then, of course, a reminder that every Monday it's Essex at the Essex Arms. It's the Phoenix FM open mic night with the legend that is Kev Piggott from 8 till 10. All the tracks are recorded, and of course, you can hear them on his show every Sunday from 10 a.m. And finally, there is a rather lovely, when is this? I can't work out when that is. Is this on the Saturday? I think this is on Saturday, the 18th of November. Havering Singers have an autumn concert in St. Peter's Church, Gubbins Lane in Harold Wood, starting at 7:30. The Havering Singers will be performing Four Requiem and Plunek Gloria with musical director Jonathan Rathbone and organist Jonathan Lilly.
Havering Singers are lovely.
Havering Singers are gorgeous. Yeah. Tickets are from £15 and you can buy them on the door or you can buy them from the website haveringsingers.org.uk. So that's a few of the events locally. Let's go back to Sparks Are Flying with Taylor Swift.
Kinda reckless that you'd send me running, but I kinda know
That was Taylor Swift with Sparks Fly, brackets, Taylor's version. Now,
what does Taylor's version mean?
So we have our resident expert who has just been given the title of resident Taylor Swift expert. Joelle, so, you have joined us.
Welcome to the show.
Hello.
You've been with us since the top of the show, and we're going to talk to you in a bit about your music, and you've been on the show before, so it's really exciting to have you back. But you were just telling us, and I thought, actually, you know what, this is really interesting. You need to share about your knowledge of Taylor Swift and her reclaiming her entire back catalogue. This is really important.
Okay, let me just get the facts up.
So what you were saying before was Taylor Swift has now parted with her record company.
Yeah, so
this has been quite a long, drawn-out struggle. And this is the reason why I'm interested in this is because I think she is such a really, whether you like her music or not, she's a really good example of a woman who has
set
up.
She's a powerhouse, isn't she?
Yeah, she has set up her business.
She's one of the richest people in the world now through her own talent.
So she's wrestled control. She's taken control of her back catalogue, hasn't she?
Yeah. So let me see. Let me get the facts. So she has an album called 1989. That's her most popular album with all the pop singles on it. Shake It Off, Bad Blood, all those ones like that. Yeah, you know those ones. Yeah. They're doing hand movements, but you guys can't see. But she, obviously, everyone knows, like, corrupt American music industry, stuff like that. All the scandals and all the artists not being paid what they want to be paid. We just had the SAG-AFTRA for actors and everything, so we know how it works. But Taylor wasn't happy with the direction that, you know, her music was going in. She wanted control of her masters and things like that. So now, instead of paying the label a grotesque amount of money to own her masters, she has started recreating all those songs and re-recording them again. So she has new musicians, new producers actually working on the instrumentals and recreating them. Any guitar part that they heard, they have to recreate. Any drums they have to recreate. If Taylor wants it changed, then they can change it. But if they want it to be the exact same, then they're going off what she remembers and how the song is and what they can hear from the song. And it's very different to what Justin Bieber's done with. He's still releasing music, but I think it was last year, up until a point, he sold his entire catalogue to his record label for $200 million.
Wow.
So he doesn't own any of his songs, and he got bought out.
I mean, I don't... I mean, that really surprises me, because, yes, okay, $200 million is a huge price tag.
But all your music...
But that's it. That's gone. Yeah. You have no control, no rights over when that's produced, you know, when that's released, what kind of compilations that might get released.
What context those songs will be used in as well.
Yeah, and you relinquish all that future income from that as well for your $200 million. And, creatively, that's it. That's all of your life's work gone.
Exactly.
Yeah. I find that really odd.
I find it really scary. Like, I want to own all my music, you know? It's very different when it comes to rap and singing. Like, with Justin Bieber and Taylor Swift, when they release their songs, they're in a room with, like, five other writers and songwriters and things like that. But when it comes to rappers, we're all writing our own stuff.
Yeah.
And when it comes to owning masters, it's really tough because we don't have to spread the ownership as thin. Because it's usually just the rapper and the producer and then the manager and just like a normal team. But when it comes to proper industry singer-songwriters like Justin Bieber and Taylor Swift, they have to share the rights with all the writers.
Yeah.
And it's like someone comes and writes the bridge, someone, you know, even it gets crazy.
And they want their slice of the cake.
Exactly. And it even gets crazy with, like, some people are super generous with, like, song credits where Kanye would even... If he orders pizza, he would ask the pizza guy to listen to the song and tell him what he thinks of it, and he would put him in the credits.
I mean, that
I really love that.
Yeah.
That is really fun. But the most important thing about that is, like, the movement towards having a really transparent and clear set of ownership around music and around who's because it's the age old, and it's not a problem, you know, it's a age old problem that we have just never solved. The music industry has just never solved this program, and it's split up countless bands between agreeing and arguing over the percentage of rights within the band. You know, whole bands have just, like, fallen apart because they can't agree that the lead singer has written the song and therefore is getting most of the rights, and the drummer who played that riff on that bit isn't. You know, so it's a huge problem, isn't it? And there's lots of artists that are out there that are using kind of the whole kind of different technology to make some of those rights more clearer. But it's such a challenging and difficult environment to walk into that as a musician, you know, without a huge amount of experience is quite daunting, isn't it?
It is really scary, because even with, like, from a naive point of view, you'd expect, you know, a whole band, drummer, bassist, guitarist, you know, other guitarists and lead singer, they'd all be paid like an even split. But that you have to factor in how much they put into the song, and then who else is getting paid out of their paychecks.
Is this why drummers tend to drum for like multiple bands?
Yes.
Yeah. You'll have like, I have an amazing drum teacher at my old college that me, Josh, and George went to. And he is doing everything. He works with reggae orchestras all around the world. He works for tours. He works for like huge bands at Glastonbury, everywhere. And drummers, because they're so versatile. They can do anything. A drummer can be an orchestral drummer or a rock drummer or a pop. And it's mad.
Musicals. And
literally, because it's just amazing. They have the whole kit, and now you have the electronic pad. Mm. So you can load up the sounds you want at all, and they can do the rhythms. Mm. They can do whatever they want.
I think it's also like there's a hierarchy in the music world.
Like a talent hierarchy.
There is a hierarchy. So you've got like the featured artists at the top, who are like the songwriters, and the singers are at the top of the tree in terms of earning the income. And when you get back down to the kind of drummers and the second guitarists, they're like the session musicians who are playing on multiple albums, in multiple bands. Yeah. I mean, sometimes a band just is a band and they might have a different split, but there's loads of session musicians out there that play on some incredible tours and play for, you know, BBC programs or films or whatever, or classical concerts or whatever. They don't have a back catalogue of rights that they earn money from, because they're not written into that rights structure. So they have to go out and get more session musician jobs, because that's their only form of income, is the live or the recorded performance, but not the rights.
So if you're a drummer or a guitarist in a band, your main goal should be to get some kind of
because I'll just be paid for the session. They won't get any royalties.
It depends on how you use the band set up, doesn't it? So someone like Coldplay, I think they have a royalty split across the whole band,
like an even split.
And have they stuck together since Yellow?
Yeah. Whereas other bands, you know, don't. It's tough. Some bands, it is tough out there.
Because some bands are friends. Really, I think. Some bands are friends. Other bands are just put together.
Yeah.
You know.
Let's go to a band then, and then and we can have a bit more of some wintry music.
Yeah, we'll bounce back like a rubber band.
With Mumford and Sons. Here we go.
Litter London with lonely hearts. Oh, the warmth in your eyes swept me into your arms. Was it love or fear of the cold that led us through the night? For every kiss, your beauty trumped my doubt. The same that sent me into your arms.
pestilence is won when you are lost and I am gone, and no hope, no hope will overcome.
Charging Systems, your local independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Phoenix FM.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird. Sing a love song while we stroll along. Walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman. We'll pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say I am married, we'll say no man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. Face unafraid plans that we made, walking in the winter wonderland. snowman. We'll pretend that he is Parson Brown. We'll say I already, we'll say no man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. The face unafraid, the plans that we made. Walking in a winter wonderland. Walking in a winter wonderland. Walking in a winter wonderland.
The first of the season. The first Michael Bublé of the Arts Programme 2023.
Yeah.
It is officially Christmas now.
It is. I saw the Asda advert.
Me too.
That supermarket that has Michael Bublé.
He, yeah, there are many other supermarkets, but that one has approached. And he said yes. I mean, wowzers.
The advert is enjoyable.
Go supermarket. But
go supermarket.
But we're welcoming Joelle to the studio. Yay!
Who can sing just as well?
He's just eating a biscuit.
He was just singing along while we're listening to it, and his voice is much better.
Yeah, your 100%. Voice is so much better than Michael Bublé.
When are you going to represent a supermarket?
That would actually be really good. I was actually going to say
offers open. You know, would you be interested?
Yeah, man. Any Brentwood, Essex, Chelmsford? How far does this reach?
Oh yeah, Stratford.
Yeah.
Any of the places.
East London to Essex.
But also we have listeners in Northumberland. We have listeners in Denmark.
What frequency are you on? Can anyone listen?
Anyone can listen, yeah, particularly online. If you go online. Yeah. Mm. You can listen live.
Okay, nice. Yeah. Well, yeah. Anyone that wants me, you know, in your adverts.
Anyone that wants Joelle on their adverts.
On the adverts. If it's audio advert, if you're on a film, I'm also an actor, you know.
If you haven't heard Joelle, so you have been on the programme before, and we have played some of your music before, but if you haven't heard, you've also done some of the open mic nights as well, and you have,
oh yeah, that's been played,
you know,
on
what,
here as well.
Oh, do you know what? I'd love to play the one that you and Hetty, sorry, yeah, the one that you and Hetty sang together, because it was absolutely gorgeous. Everybody was like, what is going on with these two people, these two voices together? These are amazing. Yeah, it was like caramel and chocolate mixing together. It was absolutely gorgeous.
Sounds amazing.
But you're here to tell us about your music.
Yes, yes, I am.
What have you been up to?
Well, yeah, my name is Joelle, for those who don't know, and my artist name is Grim Dreamer. I spell Dreamer with a U-R-R, because if I'm a dreamer, you are too. That's just my little slogan there. Going to get that patent pending.
Nice.
But yeah, I sing, rap, play guitar and piano, and I'm learning to produce at University of Westminster. And yeah, I've been releasing music since 2022, and I do live shows all around London. Yeah, I'm from West London, so doing shows in Brentwood and everything is crazy. I only know, you know, the people around here because of my friends that I made at college and just different contacts through all of that.
Yeah,
which is crazy. But I have released two new tracks, which came out on my birthday. Luckily this year, yeah, there's been loads of trouble before, but these tracks came out on my birthday, for my birthday, as my own little birthday present from myself. I just turned 19 on the 11th of October, so if anyone forgot to get me a present, please just,
you know, send gifts.
Happy
to
birthday
P.O. Box
for the 11th of October.
thank you.
We did forget. Sorry.
It's okay. Next year, I'll
release. Just expect that you'd text me, or you'd just turn up at the house.
Or you want me to be like, Claire, it's my birthday.
Mama G, I'm here.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. But yeah. That was that, and yeah, the songs are really, really nice.
So
I really like them.
Are the songs that you've written, we're going to listen to them in a bit, but the songs that you've written, are they, when did you write them? Are they like really recent, or since you started your new uni course, or before that?
So I started uni in September, but these songs, so I started doing this birthday tradition since 2022. I released the first one in October 2021, but that was just on YouTube and SoundCloud, so it wasn't official, and you know, the mix was bad and everything. But then I got some studio time and I was able to release them again in February, and that was 17 Candles. That was my first song. And ever since then I've just been doing my best to release them every birthday. So on my 18th birthday I released two songs called 18th Door and Apex, and then now this year I have two songs called Tapestry and House of Lament, which
are the songs that we're going to listen
have
to.
Have we got Tapestry?
Yeah, it's called Wooden Ships. That was the original. Yeah.
Okay.
So Wooden Ships. So on Tapestry, I collaborated with another producer to make the instrumental for it. And I made the majority of what you're hearing, but the basis, the sample, and the big drum loop, that was made by another producer called Tom. And he named the file Wooden Ships, but I eventually called the song Tapestry.
So which one of those two do you want us to play first?
And definitely Tapestry.
Okay. So let's do that one first, but give us the intro to Tapestry.
Yeah. You can actually... okay, yeah. So what do you mean, just like an introduction to the
tell
song?
Tell us about it.
Yeah, tell us about the song. Give us an intro to it.
The song, you'll hear from the chorus, but it's just like about me, and it's probably one of the most explanatory songs that I have about myself. And the chorus is talking about a young boy from West London, you best love him. And it's like one of the most descriptive stories of my life that I can put. It's talking about, you know, my home life when I was younger, and really being descriptive about my surroundings and everything, and everything I hope to achieve in the first verse. And then the second verse is me sort of going back in time, talking to my 9-year-old self and telling him that everything's going to be okay and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it was really nice. I produced this one myself. I've got guitar on it, live guitar, live piano that I played. So yeah, I really like it.
Let's give it a listen then.
Misunderstood, luckily he missed on a hood. The glitz and glamour was lost on him. He's got problems already. On top of that, he sleeps on a top bunk of a bed he shares with his mum. Never asked for much, but she took care of the funds, but never spared him the fun of a happy childhood. His smile could illuminate the room, let him ruminate his lyrics in a booth or make the news. Two-bedroom house with his sister that's disabled and a mother that enabled him to see the light. Let's find a common ground. Common sense is lacking in the friends he hangs around with. Don't ever let your crown slip, king. Your future's bright, and I know you wanna slit him, but I promise, give it time and your wrist will shine. And I know your family wants you to be a doctor or a lawyer, but don't mind him, he just turned 9. This young boy from West London, you best love him, cause he kept running, he wept knowing the tears running down his face would lead him to a better place in life. Nothing else could ever change his mind or save his life. This young boy from West London, you best love him, cause he kept running, he wept knowing the tears running down his face would lead him to a better place in life. Nothing else could ever change his mind, so let's jump in. Young boy from West London, you best love him, cause he kept running, he wept knowing the tears running down his face would get swept under the rug. Never to be spoken about, his mind is adept, his heart needs a hug. Young boy from West London, you best love him, cause he kept running, he wept knowing the tears running down his face would lead him to a better place in life. And he promised to repay his mom for all the struggle and the strife. Happy birthday, Joel, from the Grim Dreamer. Apologies, I couldn't be there, I've been meaning to see her. The only thing that's stopping me is this space-time continuum, and time continues on after you and I are gone. I know that it's hard to grasp, but that's the sad truth, bad news. I know you've been feeling like your existence is meaningless, and I know you've been dealing with different things that could push your head right through that one story ceiling. Well, I got one story for you, yours. Life is like a box of biscuits, fit in an African household. You never know what to expect, cause it could be a sewing kit, cause you know you've had a lot of stitches. Needlepoint is the only way that you can paint this picture. Tapestry, happily tap into your ancestry and say they can help me, but first I gotta help myself up off the shelf. This young boy from West London, you best love him, cause he kept running, he wept knowing the tears running down his face would lead him to a better place in life. Nothing else could ever change his mind or save his life. Young boy from West London, you best love him, cause he kept running, he wept knowing the tears running down his face would lead him to a better place in life. And nothing else could ever change his mind, so let's jump in. Young boy from West London, you best love him, cause he kept running, he wept knowing the tears running
running down his face to get swept under the rug. Never to be spoken about, his mind is adept, his heart needs a hug. Young boy from West London, you best love him, cause he kept running, he wept knowing the tears running down his face would lead him to a better place in life. And he promised to repay his mum for all the struggle and the strife.
I loved it. Well wow. done.
Thank you.
I was listening to the words. I was really concentrating and listening to the words because I was like, what?
I want to know more. More about your
what's
life.
What's the running and the strife going on?
I'm telling you, that's one of the big things for me in music is clarity in my voice. Because a lot of hip hop these days is very unclear. It's all just mumbling and they let the music talk, which is good most of the time. A lot of the production is really, really good, but I'm all about an equal balance between really good music, like all the instruments on there, the strings, the piano, the guitar. It all really like meant a lot to me to put in there, so I wanted to balance that with
it. Does have quite an orchestral vibe to it.
It's got lots of layers going on in there.
Trust me, every time I would open the Logic project, my laptop would crash.
That's how you know how complex it is.
Yeah, literally.
Is your laptop crashing? No, it's not complex enough.
Exactly. It's crazy. And there's actually so much. And I played it live at my uni, and one of my teachers was like, okay, we need to strip this back and like perfect it for live. Because obviously in live performance, you don't really need all the elements. Because it just might overcomplicate things for the experience. But yeah, I really did like it. And there's a lot of layers. And I couldn't commit enough to like, you know, exporting everything and just having them there. I really wanted the original files and just, yeah.
I found the self-referential elements really joyful as well, where you're talking to yourself literally. And we know that you're talking to yourself.
Exactly.
So we've got another one to play. I really want to get this other one out as well before we have to, because it's nearly quarter two. So like
you need a 3-hour session, man.
I know. Nigel won't mind. let's play the next one. So introduce this one. This is House of Lament.
Yes, this one is House of Lament. This one is more of a free flow freestyle song, and the instrumental behind it is a very jazzy swung sort of all over the place kind of beat. The instruments are like panned to the left and right, and there's a lot of like pumping in and out going on with them, and then my vocal is sort of just riding gently over it, but it's got that aggression and that grit. Like I recorded it so many times and I messed up so many times, it really annoyed me, and then I just ended up, I literally fell asleep with my headphones on and then I woke up and just recorded it straight away, and then that was the one I ended up using.
Oh, nice.
And it was a lot of stress to do this one, but this one is just another backstory, just in a more poetic way. But my dad thinks that the name House of Lament is very false sort of thing, because when you think of lament, it's like a very sad word.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, my life wasn't that sad. It's just like there's a lot of hardships and things that everyone goes through.
Yeah.
But he prefers the name Balance of a Libra, which is what I say at the end, and I am a Libra. 11th of October for anyone wanting to get me any presents. So.
But, still pushing.
Yeah, man, still pushing. But yeah, this one is House of Lament, and I hope you enjoy.
Okay, I have done a lot of screaming today, and I'm not happy. My voice is gone, but it works with this type of song and the lyrics and everything, so here we go.
No one ever told me that all of those that had known me would one day be in my music, immortalized, and the old me would hold me and say so much how you've grown. And mummy keeps calling, come home, but studio's calling me louder. How can I make her prouder? Got into uni, but you and I know the truth that I'm African, and a stable income is the one to show her the funds that come with the booth, that I spit my lyrics in and show her proof that she'll get her dividends. I'll pay you back for all the money I borrowed and all the wasted time. It's funny how my mummy bore sorrow while I'm bored out my mind, a grateful child, I promise I am. But church has made me cry and question why there wasn't a plan if things didn't go to plan. No one was there to show me my future, I mean, how could they? Mummy was there to hold me and suture the pain on good days. That were truthfully dreadful days. I learned to hide the pain, but mummy saw right through me, told me, son, I see it on your face. Alone, but never was lonely. At home, I tried to feel homely, felt homely round the homies. This homie was never home. Missed home, but never controlled me. I rarely phoned a home phone, even though my mummy would phone me. She'd stay awake at night and simply pray I make it home. Pray that nothing happens to my dome, she'd call and hear a tone. Leave a message after that, I'm bound to hear it. No, I'm writing in my zone. My hand becomes the
pen because I'm writing to the bone. Cartilage fell out my fingers, cartridges fell out my printer. I just need a freestyle flow to paint this woeful picture. Maybe there's still hope, run woven threads that can't hold the stitches. Maybe I won't stoke at a fire that burns down all your bridges. It burns down all your bridges. Stomach empty but never was hungry. Okay, that's lies, but I had to sacrifice fries for studio time, it's never ending. Bottomless belly, can't be satiated. Hate to say it, bro, I was starving. Stomach rumbling, thunder in the sky, the best representation. Catch me lightning in a bottle, I'll drink you with no hesitation to be the best. Ain't no rest required, electrification keeps me awake. Nothing but my livelihood at stake. Anger issues I'm handling, handling well will handle. Bars only steer me in wrong directions. Nothing wrong with no right questions. I may be destined for certain death, but destiny's watching over me. I'm a regal swan in the lake, I'm bound to my fate. If destiny's my mother, then of course I'm protected. I'm beyond safe, I'm going a long way. Me and the music, Von James. Spontaneous orange flames erupt from my mouth, and you wonder how I got hot taste. Here's a hot take. Punching a wall just leaves me sore, and I'm a sore loser. I lose at a game, go overboard, I'll even a score. Even a door ain't safe from the wrath on my face of war. I'm giving gifts to the poor, I'm bringing paint to the battlefield. Color it red, a new meaning to art of war. A new book yet to be read. I'm Sun Tzu, the sun new, I'll outshine him one day. And this sun is soon to explode, so don't try hide from the heat wave. How can you tell me never mind, but never mind your business? I'm tired of being angry all the time, that's why I'm trying fitness. I'm a boxer, but I'm sick of sticking to the boxes. Once I'm done with you, I'll feed you to a skulk of hungry foxes. I'm only half hot, I'm a gun that's half cocked. If you make me turn it up another notch, it's over. I swear this life I live isn't one for the weak. I haven't slept in a week. Imagine that, a dreamer that just can't get sleep. Like a beamer that just can't beat, honking loud in the traffic, but I'm moving static, erratic movements. If somebody touched me in this volatile state, I'm pulling out the most drastic maneuvers. Grim dreamer, the most angry out of the new kids. By far, goodbye, go rewind the song and listen line by line and bar by bar. Cause I'm tired and I tried so hard, and I can't lie, I'm sick of my life so far. But I love it at the same time, but I guess that's just the interesting balance of a Libra.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Phoenix FM.
And that was Coldplay with Sparks as well. And just thank you so much for those, for sharing those tracks with us. Really, really interesting. We were just talking about the in the last one, all the layers you've got going through there and the kind of jazziness going in there and some of the samples that you've used. Really, really cool.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for sharing. It was really, really lovely.
Resonate with you guys.
Very much so. Keep us up to speed with what you're doing. And when you're doing the performances and things, let us know, because we'd love to come and see you live as well. Trying to perform that live.
Yes,
we need to see that.
We want to see that. But that is all the time that we've got in the show now. We have to say a very, very, very quick goodbye. I hope you've enjoyed our show today. Thank you very much to Joelle for coming in and joining us.
Thank you.
And where can we buy your music?
The songs are on sale on Apple Music. I can't even remember the price. It's probably like 99p for each one, or like 199 for the whole.
Absolute bargain.
Absolute bargain for such good music. You guys
follow you and you're on Instagram.
Yeah, you guys can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Grim Dreamer. So GRIMM_DREAMURR. And cool. If I'm a dreamer, you are too. Thank you.
We'll put all
definitely
that details.
Listen. Thank you for keeping us thoroughly entertained. And we will be back next week with another young musician, an Uzbek performer called Shukrat and his band Groove Sensations in the studio. Yeah, they're going to play some music live as well.
Cool.
But right now we're handing over to our own groove sensation, Nigel, and the best soul and funk to get you through the rest
go,
of the
Nigel.
Evening.
Okay, so that's all there is from us. I'm Claire.
And I'm Natalie. And this is the Arts Programme on Phoenix FM.
Bye.
We've been lost for a long time, in a rut, no escape signs, and for love we were so blind. Oh, I hate to see you cry, there've been times where the truth lied, now it's clear as a blue sky. Like a band-aid over deeper cuts we tried, we couldn't stop the fate descending on the night. All we ever do is argue, but not a lot, but we make do. How I wish you wouldn't say that, there are things you can't take back, when you leave I always face facts. Like a hand that's trying to hold.